thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, I don't usually get to talk to this man, but he's a regular on RNIB Connect Radio. Dave Healy, how are you today?
I'm not bad at all, mate. You've caught me in transit in between DIY in the new house and recovering from Sunday.
I thought you were falling down the stairs.
I've come close, I tell you.
Now, Dave, what were you up to at the weekend there?
Well, would you believe it was 12 months on since the last, and it's the Birmingham Half Marathon. I can't believe how quickly it came round. And would you believe the Friday and the Saturday, the forecast was absolutely fantastic. And then my mate said Saturday night, do you know it's going to be pouring down tomorrow? I went, oh, gosh. And then gorgeous again Monday. But we got up around about 6:30, went out. It was, as it promised, pouring down. And I thought, this is going to be a long day at the office today. Would you believe, mate, we got changed. We walked up towards the start line. The rain stopped. The sun came out, shone on the righteous, and away we went.
Lovely. But oh, a half marathon must be a walk in the park for you.
No.
No?
The trouble is with the halves, you still put a little bit of, not emphasis on so much the time, but, you like to plod along a little bit because it is a case of starting and finishing, enjoying the bit in the middle, but getting to the finish, and then it's enjoyable. But this year was a slightly different one because we got a bit of a challenge on next year, which I'll tell you in a couple of weeks. But there was myself, Tony, who's my main guide runner, and Donkey, Gary, who you hear me talk about a lot. Gary's been carrying a slight injury, and what we were trying to do was to do the half because we've got a sort of running line with his times next year. So the idea was he would control the clock. So he wanted to run at 9-minute miles, so we kicked off and it was fine. And yeah, we were at 8:40, we were at 8:45, 9 minutes. And then at 2 miles, his leg started hurting again, and we thought, uh-oh. Mm. He's been carrying, over the couple of weeks, a calf injury, which got a little better, but then obviously he aggravated it again on Sunday. But we went through to about 9 mile, and it was just getting progressively worse, and we had to make a decision because it was a bit unfair on Gaz because the more he was with me, the more he would keep trying and pushing, and so we made the decision that it'd better to leave him to his own devices for the last 3 mile. So we could have a little walk, run. Because, you know, although we'd stay and I felt guilty, but if we were with him, it was forcing him to keep trying more and more. So we better to leave him to do his own thing, which we did. Mm. But then, of course, we was going from 0 miles an hour, and then suddenly me and Town shot off to, let's put it this way. For 9.5 miles, I was singing and doing the old boing boing. For the last 3 miles, I was trying to catch my breath. As you said, a walk in the park now.
Now, how does it actually work between you and your guide runner? I've done it myself when I've run with somebody and we used a piece of rope between us. Yeah. Is that what you do?
Effectively, yeah. What I've got, I design, because obviously when I'm doing my furniture, I do a little bit of weaving. And actually what I did all those years ago, I got a little bit of canvas, which is what I weave. It's about an inch strip. And we had 2 loops put on the end of each side. It measures approximately 18 inches. So it slips over 2 wrists. And then what the guides will do is if I've got the opportunity to run and run sort of natural, I just let the 18-inch cord, let me have that. And then if we're in a tight crowd, they'll wrap it round the hands and they'll bring me in so we're wrist to wrist so they can sort of control me better.
Mm.
Effectively, it's the same theory as the rope, isn't it?
Well, I should have explained at the beginning when I said it should be a walk in the park. In case somebody who's listening doesn't know, you did do 7 marathons in 7 days in 7 continents and 10 marathons in 10 days later on. So that's why I thought maybe a wee half marathon would just be a training run.
It still hurts, mate. It still hurts. Oh, gosh, yeah. But it is enjoyable now. I mean, for us, although you put the number on and you say, no, we're just going to have a steady run, you do tend to keep, sort of one ear on the clock. But we're not going to do the sort of serious times that we did 10 years ago. But it's still nice to plod along at a nice rate of knots, and you know, rather than just sort of walking and whatever. But if we do go into that sort of fun, like we did the Great North Run a couple of weeks, well, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we did have a laugh because we stopped for an ice cream and stopped for a karaoke and we made it a fun day. But we still beat most.
Now, I've got to put my talking books hat on for a moment and talk about From Light to Dark, the story of Blind Dave Healy, which is now in the talking books library. Quickly tell us about that.
Well, now you've told me something that I wasn't aware of. I mean, the book has been, it was released on the 15th of February in a hardback situation. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's been selling very, very well. And at the end of this month, and I do believe it's either the 25th or the 26th of October, the paperback version is coming out. Now, I know that there's a charitable organisation, and I believe it's called Caliber, and they put an audiobook version out, and it's to their members. But it must be that they offer the service to the RNIB, which, if you've just told me that, which is fantastic.
Because I saw it in an RNIB newsletter, I've made that assumption. I'm going to look it up and make sure. By the time we get to the next link, I'll definitely know.
Magic. Well, I'll tell you for why, because, I mean, I am talking presently with a gentleman who is, well, he's on the network, let's put it this way, and he has a sort of agreed tentatively to read my book. So we're trying to work it out that way, and that will automatically go as a copy in the RNIB library. But I just, to be fair, mate, if it is, I'd love to get it. I'd love to, you know, either copy, buy a copy, because I just want to listen to my book on audio, because as much as it's in paperback and it's hardback, and I know, you know, Deb, she's a great reader, but it would be lovely to slap it on the DVD player and listen to your own story, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And think, oh, should I change that bit? Oh, I should.
And maybe I shouldn't tell that story. Yeah, I know.
Fantastic, Dave. Thanks once again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure, mate.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cheers, matey.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.